Welcome to Exile and Rising. I'm Anna Mile. Today's piece is Do You Receive or Only Give? A life of trauma damages your ability to receive. Instead, it is easier for you to give and to serve others. Do you wonder why it's so hard for you to receive help or pleasure or even a compliment? When you're receiving, you are vulnerable and you're also seen. And being seen for many with trauma recalls moments when there was abuse. Safety meant not being seen. You were not touched or harmed when you made yourself invisible. When you express your desires, your dreams, and your pleasures, you become open and vulnerable. With trauma, openness and vulnerability feel unsafe. When you request help or ask to be touched in a specific way, or when you talk about your aspirations, your wishes, you make yourself more visible. And this is a place where you have been ridiculed, shamed, or disappointed by someone. This is an experience you know all too well. So you became invisible. You stopped naming your desires and basic needs. You stopped even being aware of your own needs. You stopped receiving. You became silent and deprived yourself of fulfillment. You stopped sharing your energy with others and could no longer feel your own vitality. It is hard to find and reclaim your lost joy because you are scared to recognize your desires again, scared to welcome them in and receive them once more. You believe you are not worthy of receiving, and also that receiving means unsafety. And this is not because you didn't want pleasure and joy, but because someone shamed desire for them out of you. That experience began the narrative that you are not worthy. And how many times were you made to feel guilty for wanting? Sometimes even expressing your need. As you are hungry and you need to eat. So think, recall, how many times were you made to feel guilty for expressing what you want or need? Was it by your parents, your partner, or someone else? Another typical occurrence with communal and intergenerational trauma is feeling the need to suffer like everyone else in your community. This is very specific with ethnic groups, religious groups. Perhaps you want to spend your money on vacation, money you earned, and you might be told, how dare you to travel when our people are suffering right now? Perhaps as a mother of two, you may ask for help, only to be told, how dare you to ask when your mother had six children and was a servant? How dare you? Maybe you shared the desire to be an actor and were scolded with, "How dare you dream of acting when your immigrant parents suffered for you?" Even something as simple as asking to listen to your favorite album might be met with, "You want to listen to music? How dare you?" when bombs are falling down on our people. So I want you to know that you are worthy of receiving and expressing your desires. And when you realize you're depriving yourself of joys, pleasures, like having a massage or singing with others or being just goofy or trying something new sexually, then you feel that pull of exploration and desire, and yet you stop yourself. Just remember who harmed you. Remember who prevented you from feeling good. And then notice they're not with you at that moment. Try for just a second to receive a pleasure and joy from a person or from people who genuinely want to serve your wishes and needs and want to celebrate joy with you. This is the piece from my book, The Trauma We Don't Talk About. Do you receive or only give? Page 71. I'm Anna Mile. This is Excellent Rising. Please follow, share, support. And as always, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Much care.